right at the finishing line of getting this statue up in Fremantle, where Bond is from, sort of, there's been a little bit of consternation, a bit of hullabaloo going on.
So is it because most people in the town are taller than the statue?
I don't know, we'll find
we're going to talk to someone who actually has gone on a bit of a personal journey to actually discover, who didn't even know anything about ACDC at the start of the year. So we're going to find out. Now, some people, you know, reach their adult lives and they're going to tertiary education with dreams of, you know, studying to cure incurable diseases or rid the world of hunger or develop a computer program that can, you know, be the next World of Warcraft or, you know, take people into a virtual world where their dreams can come true.
Yeah.
Some people write blogs about bands that they weren't really into. Lucas Eileen, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have received funding from the Fremantle Arts Council, is that right, to run a blog called the Bon Scott Blog, which is you going on a journey to discover Bon Scott.
That's absolutely correct.
I can vaguely remember seeing an advertisement that came out, it must have been a while ago. Was it you looking for somebody to do a road trip with?
I put an ad in the local music press trying to find somebody to drive across the Nullarbor with me.
The ad sort of, can you just paraphrase the ad for us? How did it go?
Oh, it said something like, Bon or Bust. And it called for somebody with a working car. And the main requirement was that your CD player was functioning well and that you had a stack of AC/DC CDs.
And so were you listening to these AC/DC CDs on the way across the Nullarbor? Was this like your first introduction to AC/DC?
Oh, well, I would have, but that particular call-out was called Bon or Bust, and unfortunately it went bust. I couldn't find anybody.
So nobody responded?
Well, I had people respond all over the place.
Yeah, but they're all nutbags.
Nobody had time. Everybody's very busy and they all flew.
Who can't make time to drive across the Nullarbor with a complete stranger listening to nothing but AC/DC? It's un-Australian, I tell you.
But you obviously got to Fremantle.
Yes.
And you've discovered the relevance of Bon Scott, which is in your blog.
Yeah, well, luckily flying across gave me the opportunity to get here to Fremantle in time for the celebration of Bond's, the anniversary of Bond's death. So it meant I could stake out the cemetery all day where Bond is buried and meet everybody that came along.
Now, there was the reason that you're there as well is because there is this statue, which is a not quite life-size statue of Bond, looking rather excellent. And wasn't there some controversy that there was another statue that was stolen recently as well?
Well, you know, Bond Scott's stuff gets stolen.
Right.
So down at the cemetery where he's buried, he only has a very small little plaque.
Well, he wasn't a huge man, was he?
No, he's a small man, yeah. And he has a small grave, and it was heritage listed, and so there was a plaque next to it saying this grave is heritage listed, and no sooner was the plaque put in place than somebody came along with a screwdriver and popped it off.
I mean, that's heresy.
Is it like Jim Morrison? Are there just heaps of obese goths standing around and melting candle wax all over themselves?
There's not so much candles as UDLs of Jack Daniels. And the standard practice is sip for me and a sip for Bond. And you pour a little dribble over.
This one's from the dead homies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So have you discovered, I mean, on this journey, have you developed quite a fondness for old Bond?
Oh, absolutely. He's a very likable character.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we know the Bond Scott the character.
Mild appraisal of one of the wildest men in the world.
But we actually
have a cup of tea.
It seems that there has been some sort of controversy going on as to where the statue should go, and we have the mayor of Fremantle, Peter Taliaferri, on the line. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, guys. How are we all going?
Now, so what's going down? Are you having trouble finding a spot for it, are you?
Not anymore. We've now got a location. We had our heritage right wingers or left wingers quite concerned about putting a statue of Bon Scott. We had originally were going to put him with the former Prime Minister.
That sounds perfect.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. See, we've got a square in Fremantle called King Square in there. We've got the Prime Minister and we've got also the Governor General, who was a Fremantle lad as well. So I thought the King of Rock would have been good to go there as well, but
yes.
They didn't see the same. They didn't see
what?
The same
is it also. Because you had him behind the two of them giving them the finger?
No, they just couldn't see the sense of it all. They just weren't part of that culture. So, but in the end, we've got a great location for him. He's in our famous fishing boat harbour, overlooking the fishing boat harbour.
Covered in bird poo.
Was he ever much of a fisherman, Oldbourne?
He actually crayfished for one season, so crayfishing.
Is there some prerequisite to be mayor of Fremantle that you actually have to know everything about Bob Scott?
Normally it's the other way around. I think all the other mayors must be didn't know anything about Bob Scott, but unfortunately, I turned out to be a bit of a tragic.
Because your campaign song that you got into office on the back of was fairly appropriate, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Long way to the top. So, from time to time, I actually, because in local government, it wouldn't be any different over there, I imagine, in the decision-making process, I actually play the game Highway to Hell. So, at the end of the day, he's a great look.
Yeah, as long as you don't have the opposition asking you what you do for money, honey, which I think was Brian Johnson anyway.
Peter, congratulations on your tiny, tiny statue of Bon Scott with a massive package that is now looking out to sea, hopefully with a bird or two perched on his head.
I have heard some rumours, and I'd like you to confirm them right now, with the honesty of a politician. Is there going to be a cab from Eskimo Joe statue erected in the harbour as well?
You never know. I mean, we're a city full of artists, from writers to obviously Eskimo Joe and John Butler and so forth and so on. So, yeah, who knows? We've got a lot of statues and a lot of artworks, but, who knows?
All right, the Mayor of Fremantle on the back of the news that the statue of Bon Scott will be going up. If you are travelling to the west at any stage, then swing by and drop a few drops.
You may not be able to see it if you're too far away, though. Except for the package.
The package, you'll be able to see it from the east coast, I reckon. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks a lot, guys. All the best.
See you, mate. Bye.